This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 446, and today we're going to be talking about some of the keys to effective decision making. Often one of the biggest challenges that my clients face and that we all face is making a decision. What should I do? How should I do it? I can do this. I can do three things, four things, five things. How do I know what to do? And there was an old expression, or there is still an expression in sales that says a confused consumer never buys. And that means that if we're given too many choices, we tend to freeze and not do anything. Same is true with decision making. If we don't have the tools to make effective decisions, then when we're faced with too many decisions, we will do nothing, which actually is a decision in itself, to do nothing. But what we want to do is be able to be faced with as many choices as we have, and make an effective decision as to what to do. This is part of developing mental strength, is just being able to make that commitment to a decision. So we have two different ways of making a decision or coming up with a decision. One is using our intuition, which is very helpful, but many people, because we don't use our intuition that often, how do we know it's really our intuition and not our ego telling us something to do? And that's a challenge in itself. The next is reasoning, just using logic. So kind of the ego would play into the reasoning part. Your heart would play into the intuition part. And what's great is when you can start to combine your intuition and your reasoning. And there are many holistic, spiritual, different ways of using your intuition. But again, if you haven't been training your intuition, it may not be apparent that your intuition is talking to you. And so what we want to do is be able to combine the intuition with your reasoning and be able to come up with effective decision making. So one of the things that actually stops us, and I guess I'll go with what stops us, and then perhaps what stops us can help us how to create. Inadequate information. When we don't have enough information, and there's the word effective decision making. And effective means doing the right things. So if we don't have enough information or inadequate information, we may fill in the blanks with a story and take action that is not effective, meaning it really doesn't get us to what we want to go, because we are filling in the blanks. We think we know what the information is telling us, but in reality, we really don't know. So we fill in the blanks, and we do that with our mind constantly. If you see patterns, or if you see any of these optical illusions, we tend to see a figure, a person, two people kissing, a wine goblet. But what's really happening here is our mind is filling in the blanks. And our mind will fill in the blanks if we don't have enough information and we know we need to make a decision. It'll fill in the blanks. So when we're filling in the blanks, we have to be aware, is what I am contemplating on making a decision on, is this based in fact? Is it based in substance? Do I really have all the information to make that decision? And that's going to involve some inquiry and some, being aware of those questions. The other is, as I mentioned already, too much information, right? Too much information. If we have too much information, it paralyzes us. So we don't take any action. And when we have too much information, we need to whittle it down to the essentials. So you look at the information going, do I really need to know how fast the computer is going to go? Do I really need to know the air pressure on the tires before I buy the car? Do I really need to know? And so you start asking these questions of, do you really need to know this bit of information in order to make a decision? And what's really important, on a side note here, what's really important is to know your decision and buying patterns, your criteria, that is, or how you make a decision. So we all have buying patterns. That is, we may, if we're at a certain price tag, let's say you're going to go out and buy a TV and it's going to be about $2,000-$3,000. Pay attention how many TVs you need to look at before you make a decision. Then when you make a decision, what is the most important part? Is it the price? Is it the color of the screen? And in there, when you can start to discern how you make decisions, and this is really important, is going back and looking at how you make a decision on some things, you'll know how to make a decision moving forward. And this is, again, with too much information and too little information, is how do you go about investigating to get more information, and how do you filter out? Because we've all made effective decisions in our life. And what I'm suggesting here is these are some of the ways that hold us back, but you have made effective decisions. And this can go from anywhere of asking a person out on a date to taking a job to moving to a new location to buying a home. All of these have effective decision-making processes in them. And when we can make effective decisions, that means that we will be able to, one, get what we want and be happy with what we want and move forward. When we don't make an effective decision, we often get what we don't want and then try to fix it, resolve it, do something else. So when you look at back on your successful decision-making processes, you have a pattern already in your unconscious on how that works. These things to watch out for, what I'm going over now, will help you illuminate those, if you will, so you can make better decisions. Number three here is too many people. When we have too many people telling us what to do, everybody has their own perception of a decision we're making based on their path in life. So the information they're giving isn't right or wrong for us. It's just their information. And when we solicit information from too many people, that's the same thing as getting too much information. So we want to have those trusted advisors, those one or two people that we can go to in confidentiality. And this is where coaching comes in, because coaching is a third person independent. I'm independent of what my clients bring to me. I'm not attached to their outcome. I'm attached to my clients and I want them to get their outcome. But if they ask me questions, I can be more open and direct with them so that they don't have to go to too many people. Some of the conversations help them make a decision. Some of them confuse them more, but all of it is to help my clients make a better decision. But if you go to too many people and asking them what to do, one, you're discounting your own ability to make a decision. And that means that you're not trusting yourself. And that could be that you've made so many bad decisions in the past, you don't trust yourself. And that when you ask other people, now you put the result of your life, you put the result of that decision in their hands. And heavens forbid, if a friend or somebody gives you some information that doesn't work out, you're going to hold them responsible for your life. And that's playing the victim. So when we go to too many people, it usually is a sign of that we don't trust ourselves, and that we're looking for a scapegoat in case things go wrong. Invested interests. This could be is when you start making a decision, getting information, who's the payoff? Who's going to be, who is the person that's going to benefit most from this decision? And if we take a look at this, who has the invested interest in our decision, we can then determine if the information is really supporting where we want to go or not. Again, if you go to the big ticket sales items, cars, houses, we know the vested interest in the person talking to us is to make the sale. So the information that they give us may be tainted to support their movement. I'm not saying everybody's like this. This is just general. There are some really great salespeople, whether it's cars, homes, anything, that really take into account the consumer, the customer, the client, and work with them to make the best decision. Those salespeople aren't just salespeople. They're helping the individual buy according to what their needs are. But we need to figure that out. And you can do that by asking the individual. Then I just use sales as an example. It could be somebody you're asking opinions from, and they're giving you opinion because they have a vested interest in, let's just say, you know, they're affiliate of a online marketing program, and they're talking to you about, hey, you should go over and look at this, look at this, look at this. Well, their vested interest is that they're going to get compensated for you going over there. So are they really giving you the right interest? So we need to be sure that the information we're getting from people to make a decision, that it, does that person have a vested interest in the result that you get or in their offering? Another thing with this is a really challenging one, is that there is an emotional attachment to the result of our decision. When we, and this is really big with dating, with romance, with relationships. Once we start to get that connection, or once we have that connection, whether we have a significant other or trying to find it, and we want to make a decision on what to do, we usually have an emotional attachment with it. And that emotion can cloud our judgment as to what's the right decision to make. And that could be is asking the person out. It could be asking for a separation. It could be, hey, we need to move to a different town. We need to go to a different religious program or spiritual program, whatever that is. If there's an emotional attachment to it, we may not make the right decision. We may not make an effective decision because we are attached to the result emotionally. Then the opposite is also true, is we have no emotional attachment to it, so we just don't care. And then as we make a decision, we just make it haphazardly. I don't care. I'll deal with it when it comes. And that's not an effective decision-making process, right? Again, we want to look at the keys to making an effective decision. And what I'm going over here is some of the things that will get in your way. So if we can have a neutrality, when there's no emotional attachments, it's almost not caring. And it's not that we don't care about the result. We want to identify the result that we want to get, know it's true because of our intuition or rationality, because we have the right amount of information, we've talked to the right amount of people, we have our mentor group that we work with or a mastermind group, and then we release the emotional attachment. When I say release it, it doesn't mean that we don't want it to happen, but it's like when you order something on Amazon. You're looking on it and you're finding, great, okay, cool, and you order it. Once you order it, you've released the emotional attachment because you know it's going to show up. So you're not emotionally attached to it, but you also have some emotions in it. So there's this fine line between emotional attachment and no emotional attachment. And what we want to do is, when we start making a decision, make the decision based on what we want, how we want to live our life, based on our intuition and based on our rationality, and then release it. And this is where it sometimes is really challenging, but the releasing of it, letting go of it and letting it come about as it may, because we may get a different result, but give us the same benefit. And so if we're so attached to the specific result, we may not accept a different result, but that provides the same benefit. So there you go. There's some things about effective decision making. When you start working on developing the mental strength and you look at a warrior mind, they make effective decisions, especially in chaotic times. And this is where we want to hone our decision-making process. We can all make great decisions when everything is calm and when everything is cool, when we're paying our bills, when our relationships are great, when we're in great physical health. All of that helps us make decisions. But when any of those are out of kilter, we need to be able to fall back on our mental strength and make decisions that will help us move forward. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.